This is Dakota Datebook for April 18th. Fargo and Moorhead were first settled in 1871, and by 1874, the area's first newspaper debuted, the Fargo Weekly Express. Over the following decades, a plethora of newspapers went in and out of publication. The Fargo Forum was founded by Major Allenson Edwards on November 17, 1891. Another local newspaper, The Republican, published since 1878, was purchased by the Forum in 1894. The Fargo Forum and Daily Republican went through many owners and some financial hard times over the following decades. On this date in 1917, only a few weeks after the United States entered World War I, the Fargo Forum and Daily Republican made a startling announcement. Norman B. Black, the publisher of the Grand Forks Herald, had purchased the Forum. Norman B. Black was born in Ontario, Canada in 1865, moved to Wisconsin in the 1880s. As a young man, Black went back to Ontario to work for a newspaper. He soon returned to Wisconsin and became a publisher for various newspapers. He also became involved in politics, serving as the state factory inspector in Milwaukee. Black eventually made his way to Minnesota to work for the Minneapolis Paper Company. In 1906, he moved to Grand Forks, where he eventually consolidated two newspapers into the Grand Forks Herald. Perhaps ready for a new challenge, Black, along with his son and two associates, offered the current owner of the Forum $100,000 for the paper. Black handed over $100 to the owner at a meeting at the Gardner Hotel, then rushed to New York to borrow the rest from a bank. This risky move proved to be worth it. Black was an astute businessman. When he purchased the Forum, it was an evening paper published 6 days a week. So in 1924, he purchased the Fargo Tribune, which became the morning and Sunday edition of the Forum. In 1926, Black constructed a new building to house the Forum, which remains the paper's headquarters. Norman B. Black contributed generously to the Fargo community. He was a charter member of the Rotary Club, gave to many charities, and donated a pipe organ to the First Presbyterian Church and Concordia College. He was also well known for his singing voice and enjoyed curling. He died in 1931. His descendants still own the Fargo Forum. This Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.